This is TWiT.
Today, LinkedIn announced their acquisition of online education company Lynda.com for $1.5 million. Full disclosure, as you just heard, Lynda.com sponsors Tech News Tonight. In fact, they have been an advertiser on TWiT for a while. But this is the biggest headline of the day, and we invited Jason Abruzzese, business editor at Mashable, to talk about the unbiased coverage, talk about his unbiased coverage of the acquisition. Now, why did LinkedIn acquire Lynda.com, Jason?
I mean, with this acquisition, they get really one of the most established, one of the most experienced online education platforms on the internet. The people behind Lynda.com have been doing this as long as anybody, really, you know, going back to, you know, Web 1.0 era with, you know, online tips. You know, in the last few years, they've really scaled up and become a leader in providing high quality kind of, you know, subscription worthy, you know, education content. And I think, you know, when LinkedIn sees that, they see kind of a premium content thing like that, that lines up with so much of what they want to do. You know, it makes a lot of sense. And it also kind of explains, you know, why the pretty massive price tag.
Right. Yeah. It's their biggest acquisition ever, right?
Yeah, not even close. I think, you know, there's a couple, you know, over 100 million, but I don't think they've even bought anybody for over 500 million before. So for the you know, $1.5 billion, that's a big move, but it's certainly, you know, well within their means. LinkedIn's done pretty well lately, both, you know, in you know, generating cash from their business. You know, it's nice they have, you know, multiple revenue streams, unlike a lot of other places, because they get so much subscription money. They have enterprise deals, and you know, the deal was almost half stock, and their stock has been doing pretty well lately too. So that's a nice tool to be able to kind of be, you know, have in your pocket, so you don't have to shell out, you know, $1.5 billion in cash.
Right. So what are their biggest revenue streams? Do they get most of their money from just subscribers, people looking for jobs, or is it more from the enterprise that they get most of their money? LinkedIn.
From my recollection, it's three-pronged and it's pretty balanced. So certainly, you know, they get a lot of money from people who, you know, want that premium membership so that they can, you know, make contacts, find jobs, things like that. But their enterprise side is arguably their strongest part, because there's not a lot of people, I think, that can compete with them. On the job seeker side, you know, you have other websites, you have, you know, your monster.coms and things like that. But, you know, what LinkedIn's doing as far as, you know, being a place that recruiters are going to want to go and companies that are looking for talent, you know, want to go to, LinkedIn's, you know, pretty far ahead of everybody else, it seems. And, you know, while these education courses are great for individuals, and that's, you know, I think their most consumer public facing, Lynda.com does, you know, do a lot of enterprise work already. So I think for LinkedIn, it was an opportunity to add to kind of both sides of that with you know, an established brand.
So the idea is that, you know, say I'm looking for a job at Google, then Google would have Lynda.com videos that would be all of the skills that I would need. Is that what they might do with these? Like, before you apply, make sure you have these skills kind of thing?
I think it could be, yeah, make sure you have these skills. I think they could, you know, if I'm Google and I say, like, I want to get all of my employees in this sector up to speed on CSS or, you know, a certain type of graphic design, I can say, like, all right, well, we've got a ready-to-go program to do that. And, you know, I think that's, you know, nice for a lot of companies that are now figuring out how to train up their employees and to retain talent.
So is there any, have we gotten any hints about whether the videos will be just used for people who pay for LinkedIn, or do we know that if they'll be available to even non-paying people who use LinkedIn?
Not sure yet. I'd have to imagine LinkedIn does want to use this to get more people in the door. So if you're looking to learn skills, there might be some free stuff out there. You know, it's going to be tough. I think that they bought this as kind of a very high end. I mean, Lynda.com was already doing a great job of, you know, turning out subscription revenue. And I think that's going to remain mostly behind a paywall.